We know that the three boys were friends. They lived on the south side of Hannibal. Billy and Joey Hogue were brothers, and they were friends and presumably neighbors of Craig Dowell, the third boy, who was with them on May 10th, 1967, when they disappeared from Hannibal. It's also known from witnesses that they, along with several other boys in the community, often played in the caves, explored the caves, and it was a pretty common thing to do back in the mid-1960s.
Yeah, they were pretty familiar, it sounds like, with the caves. They had been in them a lot of times before, and back then, maybe people weren't that concerned if kids went off and did a little exploring.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty commonplace activity. You know, there was far less television, far less video games, so what children did was went out and explored the community and explored nature, and Hannibal has a lot of caves in the area, and that was just kind of a natural activity for the children of that time. They would kind of take their flashlights and ladders and do a little of exploring, and I think people didn't really think much of that at the time.
Now, for people living in Illinois, at least in certain parts of Illinois, they're not familiar as much with these caves, and they may not really understand them. Can you give a bit of a description of what they're like?
It really depends. Hannibal has a pretty vast cave system. Some are quite large, where you could really drive a truck right into the opening. But there are also several very small cave systems that aren't very deep at all. Mark Twain Cave is one of Hannibal's most famous tourist attractions, and that's a fairly extensive underground cave system. It's right now quite well lit and, you know, made into a commercial success. However, at the time, there was large kind of labyrinthine caves mixed with a lot of these kind of smaller features as well. So a lot had been uncharted at that time.
And for people who've been to Hannibal, maybe they did tour the Mark Twain Cave. What are we talking about when it comes to the cave at the center of this story? It's not the same one.
Correct. It's presumed that these children went to Murphy's Cave, which is one of the more complex cave systems in the area. However, after kind of reading through previous courier post reporting and some witnesses, it's not exactly clear which cave these boys might have gone into or might have disappeared within. It originally was presumed to be Murphy's Cave, which has, at least it did at the time, openings near Birch and Walnut Streets in Hannibal, which is on the city's south side, just south of the downtown area across Bear Creek. But once exploration of Murphy's Cave didn't turn up any traces of the boys, it is believed that maybe they had wandered into one of these smaller, uncharted, unmapped caves.
We're talking with Eric Dundon. He's the managing editor of the Hannibal Courier-Post. We're talking about the mystery that's known as the Lost Boys. Now, these boys went missing. I'm thinking nobody discovered they were gone or got worried, I should say, at least until maybe late in the evening when they didn't come home by a certain time.
Right. It's believed that they left their home in the afternoon, and as children did at the time, they would go out in the afternoon and they would be back in time for the evening meal. And when the boys didn't return for that meal, I think that's when parents really became concerned, because that was kind of the MO of kids in the day. They would go out and explore and, you know, be back in time for the family dinner. And that, I think, was when red flags rose in the minds of the families.
And why was the cave the target for people to search? Was there an eyewitness that saw them? You mentioned somebody had seen them there. Did they tell anybody they were going there, something like that?
I don't think there was any definitive information that the boys were specifically headed to Murphy's Cave or which cave the children were specifically headed to. It is believed that there were some eyewitnesses at a fire station on the city's south side that saw the boys with equipment that would suggest that they were going to caves, that they were going with flashlights and with a shovel to do a little bit of exploration. The boys had in the past brought ladders to reach some of the entrances to caves. It's not believed that they had a ladder with them, The ladder that they usually brought belonged to the Hoag family, and that was found in the basement of the Hoag home. So it's presumed that they were headed to the cave based upon some eyewitness reports of what they saw with the boys on that day.
And I know there was a search, and I think you wrote about the fact how it was not just a local interest of the story, but certainly national. People were paying attention to this, and there were all sorts of searches. It wasn't just the caves. They searched the river, they searched train cars, things like that. So they really turned the town upside down.
Absolutely, it was a major event for Hannibal's history. When you have people, specifically children, go missing seemingly out of the blue, it really kind of made people concerned, not just for the safety of children in the caves, but really for safety of children in general, because once the initial search in Murphy's Cave didn't turn up any trace of the boys, that's kind of when theories about what might have happened to the boys branched out from the original thought that they were trapped somewhere in a cave. There was an order to search the riverfront on the Mississippi River, south into Ralls County from Marion County. It was also ordered that any train that had left Hannibal after approximately 4:30 on May 10th, 1967, all those cars would be searched for traces of the boys in case they had run away from home instead of gone into the caves as originally suspected. So it really became a massive search and effort mission, and at the time it was quite expensive. I don't know the entire figure of how much the search and rescue cost, but it was upwards of several hundred thousand dollars to perhaps more than $1 million just to search for these boys. And unfortunately, it wasn't the ending that a lot of people were hoping for.
And the fact that 50 years later there's really been no trace of them, they've not been found. Are there still a lot of these theories floating around out there that not just caves, but maybe that they were abducted or something else, happened to them? I know those types of theories can abound. Is that still the case today in Hannibal?
I would say most people believe that the boys are somewhere in the extensive cave system in Hannibal. Of course, you'll always have certain people that believe that they might have run away or been abducted, but I think the majority of people still believe that they're somewhere within the cave system, in an unexplored cave or a cave that was sealed over with the construction of Missouri Highway 79 south of Hannibal. This was a story that generated some significant social media shares when we originally wrote about it, and a lot of people commented that they remember this event well. It's still an event that haunts them. I received several emails, several phone calls specifically about this story, about, people have been frustrated over the years that nothing has ever come up, and I had actually a private detective who was around the same age as these boys contact me saying that this has been one of the most frustrating cases he's ever really heard about. So it's certainly left a pretty big impact in the community.
And not only, I would think, for those who knew these boys or were alive at that time, but even through the years later, it's quite a cautionary tale.
It is. I had somebody who commented that they didn't live necessarily in Hannibal, but nearby, and after the boys had disappeared, he was not permitted to play outside alone for several months after that, because there was just so much concern in the community of what happened to these three boys. So, it kind of left a big wake in our area.
The families, have you been able to discuss this with them or talk with them? Are they still in the community? And a lack of closure has to be really difficult for them to endure.
Mm-hmm. I have not been in contact with the families. I'm not entirely sure if they're still in Hannibal. However, I do not believe that really any family members remain in Hannibal. We did have one of Craig Dowell's brothers share our story. I did notice this on social media, and he had several well-wishers, and I think it kind of really, as it would for really any family, caused a lot of distress and a lot of pain for the family members. The Hoag family had several siblings, as well as parents that were involved in the search and rescue effort, as well as the Dowell family. So, the lack of closure, I can imagine, would be frustrating and create a legacy of pain. The way we came across this story really is there's a monument to the three boys on top of Lover's Leap, which is a landmark just south of downtown Hannibal that is a large hill with a cliff facing the Mississippi River, and there's kind of a nice overlook. And there was a monument to the lost boys that was on top of Lover's Leap because it's believed that perhaps the boys might be somewhere in a cave beneath or near Lover's Leap. And the way we came across that story is we had one of our Hannibal City Council members ask to relocate that memorial because it was kind of in an obscure place on Lover's Leap, and he thought it would be appropriate, particularly since it was the 50th anniversary, to have that monument, that little memorial plaque, in a more prominent position. So I think that's kind of how we came across that. We did a lot of research using microfilm at the Hannibal Free Public Library, so they were very gracious in helping us locate coverage of that initial event. And like I said, it was a major event for the community, one of the most major news stories in Hannibal's history. And as we know, Hannibal has a quite vibrant and lengthy history. And so for this to still get as much attention and as much comments and views as it has kind of shows the enduring quality of this powerful story.